Hello and welcome to the new episode of the podcast Discipleship in Challenging Times. We return today to 2 Corinthians and pick up where we left off in the closing chapters of that great book. Going to read from 2 Corinthians chapter 11 verses 1 to 15 today. We pause and we ask God for his help. Lord, we ask that as we come to your word today, you would remind us of old truths and you would teach us new things. We want to be attentive to your voice, whatever you want to say, however you want to speak to us. Lord, we're open. We pray in Jesus' name. Amen. And so then, 2 Corinthians 11, and beginning at verse 1. The Apostle Paul says this: I hope you will put up with a little of my foolishness, but you are already doing that. I am jealous for you with a godly jealousy. I promised you to one husband, to Christ, so that I might present you as a pure virgin to him. But I am afraid that just as Eve was deceived by the serpent's cunning, your minds may somehow be led astray from your sincere and pure devotion to Christ. For if someone comes to you and preaches a Jesus other than the Jesus we preached, or if you receive a different spirit from the one you received, or a different gospel from the one you accepted, you put up with it easily enough. But I do not think I am in the least inferior to those super apostles. I may not be a trained speaker, but I do have knowledge. We have made this perfectly clear to you in every way. Was it a sin for me to lower myself in order to elevate you by preaching the gospel of God to you free of charge? I robbed other churches by receiving support from them so as to serve you. And when I was with you and needed something, I was not a burden to anyone, for the brothers who came from Macedonia supplied what I needed. I have kept myself from being a burden to you in any way and will continue to do so, as surely as the truth of Christ is in me. Nobody in the regions of Achaia will stop this boasting of mine. Why? Because I don't love you? God knows I do. And I will keep on doing what I am doing in order to cut the ground from under those who want an opportunity to be considered equal with us in the things they boast about. For such men are false apostles, deceitful workmen, masquerading as apostles of Christ. And no wonder, for Satan himself masquerades as an angel of light. It is not surprising, then, if his servants masquerade as servants of righteousness. Their end will be what their actions deserve. How do we know? How can we tell if someone is authentic in their Christian faith? How do we know this for ourselves? Authenticity is not always easy to discern. I have studied in the past Charles Haddon Spurgeon, the 19th century Baptist preacher. I've mentioned him before in these podcasts. And at my home, I have two busts of Spurgeon. And from a distance, they look similar. But one of them is a cheap imitation. It is a plaster of Paris, a bust that was churned out by the college where I used to teach at. And it's a wonderful thing, but it is an imitation that was given to people. But I also have one that a friend gave me that is authentic, genuine Victorian. And when you get close to them, you can see the difference. The Victorian one is a proper Parian bust, is the particular phrase used to describe it. It's on a plinth, and as you examine it, and as you look at the two together, it is very clear which one is genuine and which one is false. How do we decide who or what is authentic in the Christian life? The answer is love. The word trips off the tongue very easily, but often the reality fails to live up to what we say. Some protestations of love are only so much hot air. And worse still, people can talk about love, but end up manipulating and exploiting others. People cry out for genuine love, but so often they are disappointed. What we see in our reading today is that Paul is different. He loves the Corinthians deeply and expresses this love with some of his most passionate writing. But he doesn't only write about love, he demonstrates it practically. The specific example mentioned in our verse is his refusal to accept money from the Corinthians when he was with them, although he had every right to ask for financial assistance. He didn't want to be a burden to them. This was sacrificial, and it acted as the authenticating mark of his love, proving it to be genuine. Here is real love that makes a difference, patterned on the sacrificial, self-giving, and transformative love Christ has for us. And so as Christians, we talk a lot about love. This is quite right, for we have a God who is love in his very nature, and he calls us to love others, even those who are our enemies. We know this, but do we show it? Our call as people of word and deed is to love as Jesus loved. As we do this, we should expect to be sometimes misunderstood, just as Paul was. This happens especially when the people we are called to serve are wounded and broken, for when we touch people's wounds, they will sometimes feel the pain and lash out. But we are called still to persevere in love. How will we reflect Christ's genuine, authentic love to others today? Let's pause and reflect on that question, and I'll lead us in a prayer. Lord, there are so many people who are talking about love today. But when we get close up, we recognize that it's not genuine love. It may be so much hot air. It may also be manipulative. It's not authentic. It's not real. It's not the love that is spoken about here in the scriptures. We pray that you would so strengthen us by the power of the Holy Spirit that our love might be authentic, real, genuine from you, not just in word, but in deed also. Not manipulative, but making ourselves vulnerable as we touch the wounds of others with your healing grace. Help us today, O Lord, we pray. Help us tomorrow and in the days that lie ahead to be people of authentic, genuine love. And in this time where we continue to grapple with coronavirus, where there are so many twists and turns in the pathway out of lockdown, we pray that as Christians, we would be salt and light, because we are people of real Christ-like love. Fill us afresh with this love today. Come to us, we pray, and put your love in our hearts. Help us to reach out to those who are without love. Help us to love those who perhaps in our own lives are unlovely. So, Lord, we lift one another to you. We lift ourselves to you. We pray for your grace, and we pray in Jesus' name. Amen.